This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to our universe, the DJV universe. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you, working our way to truth, justice, and the American way. Whatever is trending is on our mind and on your mind. Best I can figure, the reason some people kind of lose motivation is because they watch too much television. They don't listen to enough radio. How do you like that for being self-serving? Yeah. I think the radio is much more stimulating. Watching television doesn't require you to do anything, right? But if you're listening to the radio, good audio, good spoken word stuff requires you to use your imagination. If we're good at what we do, we paint great pictures with the words that come out of our mouths, the ideas that we put forth, and then you have to use your imagination, your mind, to sort of put them into place. So don't be surprised that some of the people listening to the radio are among the smarter group, the smarter people in your group, if you will. And to prove my point, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. All right, so the Kanye West run for the presidency. I certainly would be paying attention to him because he'll probably get, what, three votes, four maybe, five? Who's going to vote for this guy?
Well, that's if he actually makes it to a ballot. He's got already, first of all, Kanye West has said he's going to run for president a lot. He said he was going to run in 2015. He said he was going to run again in 2024. Then he said he is running this time around. So it's unclear whether that's true or not. Certainly he would probably have to run as a write-in at this point because it would be an uphill battle to get his name on the ballot as a valid third-party choice. But he is talking about politics, and I think people are looking at him and thinking, what is he going to do? So on the 4th of July, if you missed it, in a tweet, Kanye West said that he was running for president, and of course that went nuts on the internet. Kim Kardashian retweeted it, his wife, and you know, people were wondering, is he serious? What's his plan? Elon Musk, I guess people thought was offering an endorsement by saying by retweeting the message as well. He said he's running for president in 2020. He did this really crazy interview with Forbes magazine. He said
oh my
he's
gosh.
Running for president in under a new banner. The birthday party. He's going to have guidance from Elon Musk.
Birthday party.
Yeah, and he's going to have an obscure vice presidential candidate he's already chosen. He said, like anything I've ever done, like anything I've ever done in my life, I'm doing to win. He said he no longer supports President Trump. Remember a few months ago he offered him his support. He said he's taking the red hat off for the interview. He said that he's okay with siphoning off black votes from the Democrat nominee, Joe Biden. He said, I'm not denying I'm doing that. I just told you to say that the black vote is a Democratic, to say the black vote is Democratic is a form of racism and white supremacy.
I don't know about white supremacy, but it is. And the blanket use, everybody wants to call everybody else a racist. I think there is something, I think you can make that argument, whether it's stuck or not, but it's you know, using the term racism. You know, I'm a racist because I refer to the virus as a Chinese virus. It's the same thing. Everybody's a racist. Everybody's got a problem. Anyway, keep going. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think he also is talking about the roots of the Democrat Party because that's the party kind of slavery that was rooted in slavery in our nation's history. So I think he was kind of taking issue with that as well. He said he's never voted in his life.
He's not even registered to vote.
Right.
That's another thing. It's like, how do you run for president if you're not even registered to vote?
He said you want other people to vote for you?
Well, woman that ran and became the mayor of Framingham never voted in an election either. It seems to me, maybe it's a badge of courage. Yeah.
He said that he had COVID-19 in February. He said he's suspicious of a coronavirus vaccine, terming vaccines the mark of the beast. He believes that Planned Parenthoods have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. He envisions a White House organizational model based on the secret country of Wakanda from the movie Black Panther. Right. And I guess that was much just the beginning, sort of. I guess for much of the call that Forbes magazine did in this interview, they said his core message strategically was that he has 30 days to make a final decision about running for president. He said at that point he'd missed his filing deadline. So it's an uphill battle either way. He said he's going to speak with Jared Kushner at the White House. He's going to talk to Joe Biden. And he said his advisors right now are Kim Kardashian and Elon Musk. So apparently he said they've been talking about this for years.
Do they drive Teslas, the two of them?
I don't know. No. I always see her in, like, big SUVs, so I don't know how she drives.
All right. Let's have more of this exciting stuff. Yeah.
So when he talked about President Trump, because he supported him up until a few weeks ago, he said, he said that he lost confidence in the president because, I guess, of his handling of the coronavirus. He said, it looks like one big mess to me. I don't like that I caught wind that he hid in the bunker. Oh, that was that report after the riots in front of the White House. He also said after he contracted the coronavirus that he was disappointed. He said he won't say anything else against Trump, but apparently he was much less shy about criticizing Joe Biden. He said, I'm not saying Trump's in my way. He may be part of my way. And Joe Biden, like, come on, man, please. You know Obama's special. Trump's special. We say Kanye West is special. America needs special people that lead. Bill Clinton's special. Joe Biden, not special.
Really? And he should talk. He's not very special either.
He said he would run as a Republican if Trump wasn't there, but he'll run as an independent if Trump is on the ballot.
Where would we be if we didn't have colorful people like that, though?
I don't know.
Talk about it.
He said Trump is the closest president we've had in years to allowing God to still be part of the conversation. So,
See, that's another part of it. Kanye, who is bipolar and has publicly admitted he refuses to take any medication. So this is someone with mental illness, and it's pretty serious. And Kim has talked about it. They've been very open about it. And this is someone who is just now, his latest thing, he's got a new album coming out. It's called, like, Wash Us in Blood. It's very Jesus-y. And so now he's like, I don't know. The whole thing with Kanye, I used to have a lot of respect for him, but I don't have respect for someone who has a huge platform, who acknowledges that they have a pretty serious mental disability, and that he's not doing anything about it. I think it sets a really bad example. So, like, that's my issue. Kanye can run for president every year if he wants. I don't care. But I think it's irresponsible to have the platform that he does and to sort of just say, well, if you're bipolar and every doctor tells you you need medication, you don't really need it. I don't know. I have issues with that.
All right. So speaking of issues, I noticed that we were talking about the president suggesting that schools need to be reopened and you better do it our way or we're going to hold back the dough. And then Vice President Pence was trying to soften things a little bit. How did that go over, Jennifer?
Well, I don't think he was trying to soften anything. I think he was actually lining up with the president about what's going to happen. They're looking
at... Well,
he
said, quote, we don't want the guidance to be too tough.
Well, they're going to redo some of the CDC guidelines for reopening schools. That's all about. It's about it's about under what conditions the schools are going to open to. So what are the rules going to be? Is it going to be efficient for the schools to follow the CDC guidelines? Are they going to maneuver things around for the schools so that they have particular guidelines set aside for schools? I think that's more about it, what they're doing. I don't think the administration is softening on the message. I think Pence is bolstering Trump's desire to get kids back into the classroom. It's just about how they get there.
Is part of the regulation to make children in classrooms wear masks? Is that part of yes, no?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you think some parents find that objectionable? The youngster, in high school, one wonders if they're thinking for themselves what might be the outcome of that. There's going to be a lot of razzle-dazzle if you go back to high school and they say you got to wear a mask, and students say, nah, I don't want to wear a mask. So then what's going to happen?
I don't know. My friend is a 4-year-old, and he just refuses to wear a mask. And so it's just, no matter what she tries, she cannot get him to wear a mask. And then I have a friend with a six-year-old, and he happily wears his mask wherever he goes. So I think
Miles
each kid is different.
Yeah,
I mean, but what happens, though, you know, when you have a four-year-old or a five-year-old who just refuses, and he just freaks out. And so she's like, I don't even know what to do. If he has to go back to school, and he's in preschool, and he has to wear a mask, he's going to have to stay home, because he won't do it. He has, like, a panic attack, and he just freaks out. So, I don't know.
The way it's presented to children probably holds the key as to whether they're freaked out, as you said, about it or not. And that, you know, going around, looking around, at what we can find, we still don't seem to be able to come up with facts that the so-called experts agree upon. How does this stuff spread? That argument is pretty contentious. You look at one source.
Well, the World Health Organization has been lying about how it's spread.
Well, because, exactly. Well, why are we paying any attention to them?
I mean, remember early on, they said you couldn't even communicate. It wasn't communicable between human-to-human contact. So it's no wonder everybody's confused.
Well, the story in this morning's Washington Post about the potential for inhalation exposure to viruses. This is these droplets that we're talking about, the micro droplets, to move
but
over.
But who hasn't known that, though? I feel like we've known that from the beginning, regardless of what
unfortunately,
the World
not everybody's listening
said.
To us. That's
no.
That
this, right. I think because most people were thinking
like,
it.
If this is not new.
Right, that's been new, like, that was revealed like a few months ago that it was actually aerosolized. But I think we were told very early on that it sits on surfaces and that surfaces were actually more dangerous than breathing in someone else's stuff, that it was about touching and now it's about the aerosolization. Now people are saying, well, surfaces are not so bad. Now it's about standing in people's spew. So who knows?
Dr. Eric Fiegelding, who's an epidemiologist, senior fellow at the Federation of American Scientists, he says, quote, a virus transmission is kind of like secondhand smoke. It's secondhand breathing from someone else. There's no such thing as a smoke-free part of a restaurant, given what we know about secondhand smoke. Like the airplane used to smoke in the back, mm-hmm. but the whole plane was full of smoke. The smoke goes everywhere, Dr. Fiegelding says. It's an interesting name. Fiegelding. Anyway, he says that the restaurant workers are hurt when they're around the bartenders. If they don't smoke, waitresses, they're going to get sick even if they're not smoking. I know that. Doctors have said to me over the years that I was lucky to have my lungs formed and as healthy as they are, given how much secondhand smoke I was exposed to as a kid. But it has affected me with things like what we have today, all of the pollen around and how we're all, the three of us, cough and choke all the time because of how bad our allergies are. And I don't think you were around smoke, though, were you? Either, Victoria, did your parents
mm-mm.
smoke?
No.
Mm-mm. No. Did yours... Jennifer, or your father?
My parents, no.
No. So I was the only one who was around parents who smoked.
And part of the reason that my mom is so in bad shape with her lungs is because her mom smoked while she was pregnant and then smoked. And so my mom, similar to you, was around secondhand smoke a lot when she was young. So my mom's lung, that's the main reason we've so extra cautious with this virus.
My mother was smoked. My
because
mother
of my
smoked.
Mom.
During pregnancy and all through the rest of her life, until she died at 50, she never stopped smoking. All right, it's 19 after. Today's DJV show continues.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Unmistakable, isn't it, their sound? This is Pentatonix. They've released a video for their cover of Billie Eilish's When the Party's Over, single from a couple of years ago on her debut album. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Name of the album. Notice how album names are getting more complicated and longer. In an era when movie titles are one or two words, I thought it was interesting that some of these albums have such long names. The version that we're listening to here, When the Party's Over, their Pentatonix version of the song, appears on their At Home EP, which came out last month. Pentatonix arranged, recorded, and produced their latest EP while quarantined in the midst of the quarantine circumstances. And they said, quote, "We are huge fans of Billie. Billie's so well known for her amazing production, and we knew the beauty, the beautiful melody, the vibe, the moody vibe of the song When the Party's Over could be well suited to a stripped-down, harmonically lush arrangement. We had so much fun creating the song and the video. Pentatonix will be releasing videos for their at-home songs, Break My Heart and Dreams, on the 15th of this month and the 22nd. So that's the latest. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Pentatonix music.
Yeah. They're great. I love their cover versions, too, because they just, it's like they take a song apart and then make you focus on something that you didn't realize was there, you know, with the original song. And it's just, I think they're so talented. And the fact that they came from a reality show, a lot of people kind of poo-poo reality singing competition shows, but they were on that one that, I think, with Nick Lachey. That group singing competition show. Yeah. They are so talented, and they've become one of the biggest acts in the world.
Yep. Fabulous. They deserve all the success they have. 25 and change, almost 26 after the hour here on the DJV show. Next up, Aubrey Sellers. Remember back in February, some of you remember her second album, Far From Home. That was on the heels of a tour with Robert Earl Keen. Aubrey also was slated to head out on tour with Tanya Tucker and Lily May when the pandemic shut everything down. So, instead, she began live streaming and creating new recordings, including what you're listening to here, Wicked Game. There's a three-track EP called World of Fire that has this on it. Or no, this was originally done by Chris Isaak, right? Back in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the story of this song, Wicked Game, Victoria? Are you a fan?
Yeah, sure. This was a huge hit. It's the biggest hit of Chris Isaak's career.
Yeah.
And it's been covered a ton of times. But I guess this was a song that she really enjoyed and wanted to do a cover of it. I think it sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of women cover it. It's really more men who have covered it.
Really? And so Aubrey Sellers, I'm not that familiar with either. What is her... what's her claim to fame?
She's a new singer-songwriter. She's up and coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But touring being so uncertain for the future, it feels good to have something else consistent to replace it. So she says, the World on Fire EP available on the 7th of next month. So if you're interested in up-and-comers, that's good. And we do need more, I think. Don't you think we need, I don't know if variety is the right word, but some different voices, different... and then the question or the concern I have is getting to know them so I feel comfortable talking about them or listening to them. Because I don't find myself listening much to music radio anymore for whatever the reason. Maybe it's time as much as anything else. But when I travel across the country, I listen to...
Well, you got to turn off the 50s station. So
oh, no!
You can discover some actual new artists.
No!
Everyone...
No! Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico share the same values. During a visit to the White House yesterday by the Mexican president, the two released a joint statement concerning the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. President Trump saying,
Mr. President, I'm certain that together we can unlock a future of even greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries.
The new trade deal replaces the NAFTA agreement between the three nations, which President Trump has repeatedly called a bad deal. Coronavirus cases continue to set records across the U.S. More than 59,000 new infections reported yesterday. Several states, especially in the South, also set records for their single-day case numbers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Police reform bills are still in the works in Congress. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an internal optimist. So I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
Another Supreme Court ruling has gone the way the administration had hoped it would. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control under their health care coverage. A 7-2 ruling says publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing that coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from that requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage that had been provided through Obamacare. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A bias is presented here for truth, justice, and the American way, in a manner of speaking. That's the DJV way. The DJV program is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Doug Steffens' way of communicating to you and with you. Good day to you. Nothing serious to talk about until you've tried something and observed what happens. I remember seeing that in one of those TED Talks. So for those of you who think you want to do something, well, do something. Get up out of your chair. Try doing whatever it is that you want to do so that you have an impact. Make yourself satisfied, much as anybody else, as to whether you like the world that we live in or you don't like it and you want to do something. You're not going to get it done if you sit there and do nothing. Let's go. Ready, Victoria? Let's go.
Yep, let's go.
What?
Where are we going?
We're going to examine some of the lacks that we have. The healthcare workers seem to be concerned about having the same problem we had when all of this got started last winter.
Yep.
No supplies of this, that, or the other thing, which would be inexcusable if it's true. Inexcusable.
Yep. The president of the National Nurses United Union has told the Associated Press that equipment like shoe and hair covers, gowns, and face masks are once again in short supply. She said they're being doled out, but we're still being told to reuse the equipment. Now, as we may or may not remember, when the pandemic began, we ran out of PPE, personal protective equipment. And that is, like she said, it's, you know, shoe coverings, hair coverings, gowns, face masks, things like that. So, and everybody was scrambled across the country. States were trying to negotiate with China because that's where all this stuff is made, and it was a disaster. And every governor, because governors obviously played a very important role in all of this pandemic stuff, every governor pretty much went on the record saying, we can't let this happen ever again. We have to have our a stockpile of equipment. We can't get into this. Now, we were thinking ahead for the fall when the second wave, whether that will happen or not, I don't know. No one seems to know. But at least everyone seemed to be on the same page that we were going to stockpile all of these supplies. And now, according to the National Nurses Union, the supplies are running out once again. So I don't know what the answer is here, but, you know, 94,000 that we know of, 94,000 healthcare workers have had COVID. Hundreds of them have died because of exposure to patients with COVID. And so they're on the front lines, and now here we are again, only a month and a half, 2 months after we started buying more PPE from all around the world, and now we're back to square one with dwindling supplies. And we haven't even hit the second wave, and so, I don't know, it's very concerning. I have friends in you know, on the front lines in the healthcare industry, and they've been talking about this for, you know, in New York and New Jersey, they've been talking about this for months. It just, I don't know why, I guess the news cycle kind of burns really quickly, and everybody moves on to other things.
What's leadership all about? What do we have leaders for if they can't lead? What are they doing? Why are we paying people our tax money for not doing anything? How difficult is it to see that there are more of these things that are necessary? What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a case of the hospitals being, you know, underfunded or hospitals having not gotten money from the bailouts. I don't know where the weakest link is here in all this. But if we are going to, we're already seeing spikes in cases everywhere. So to think that it's not going to get worse in the fall, I think it's pretty naive. And so I don't know. I just, the fact that we're right back here again, like less than 2 months after, it's crazy.
Well, you got to think. I believe, and many people who do what I do for a living, is that we have become, all of us, the talk radio world is sort of the town meeting, if you will, of the airwaves. We are mainstream media, in a manner of speaking, because we're the mainstream. We're connected to people in all walks of life, all areas of the country, all around the world, in fact. So why is it that we're not being heard? Who's not listening? And have we gotten to the point where it is so, our connection to leadership is so benign, they don't feel like there's anything to fear? They just do what they want. They do what they damn well please. And in the meantime, something that's so obvious that should have been taken care of before the last problem, never mind now, is back in our laps again. Where's the leadership? We're paying for somebody to lead, or groups of people who are supposedly leaders. Where are they?
The truth is, American industry cannot keep up with the demands of the PPE that's being used. So that's the real problem, and it's the problem that back to talking about, because everything's in China. We rely on everything coming from China.
So why haven't we changed
part
that?
Part two
why
is other places
here?
Other places around the world who were making this kind of stuff, China gobbled it all up so they could resell it at a higher rate. So it's ridiculous. It's, you know, you're going to keep going in circles, and we can say, where's the leadership? Well, where is the leadership on bringing American supplies back to America?
That's my question all along from the very beginning. I was asking this in April. What are we doing? Where's the leadership to incentivize bringing American businesses, manufacturing, whatever it is, back to America? Washing machines, I mean, anything. I was in a Where did I go yesterday? It was I went to the Restaurant Depot to get things for the farm, and I needed plastic spoons. So I wanted better plastic spoons than the ones that we have because I don't like them. They're kind of flimsy. So every box I looked at, made in China. I said to her, is there anything in here that isn't made in China? I felt like...
Well, if you buy the compostable spoons that are like hard, they look and feel like hard plastic, but they're you can compost them. I don't think those are made in China because I've had them. There's a restaurant, all the restaurants here use them now instead of plastic. I don't think they're made in China.
I didn't see them on the shelves. Next time I go there, I will look for sure, Victoria, because this is getting me down. It really is. Everything is made. And we've fallen into this damn hole. And what do? People say, well, everything's made in China. So what are you going to do to change it? You're going to just roll over and say, okay, well, I guess we got to keep buying everything from China, what they want.
Right, and the problem is even Brooks Brothers, which we talked earlier about, they're filing for bankruptcy. And they're looking for, they're hoping to find a buyer. I don't know that anyone's really going to bite on that. But the CEO of Brooks Brothers said that they were one of the last, if not the last, American clothing company where all the stuff is actually made in America.
Yeah.
And they said that that was part of the reason why they're filing for bankruptcy, because they just couldn't make enough of a profit. They had to shift everything to overseas, when anybody says overseas, it means China. So they had to start making all their clothes in China, and that still wasn't even enough to help them because they were too far gone at that point. But, you know, I mean, it's just,
they've
I don't know what
the
answer
right where
is.
We want us. When are we going to wake up? The answer is...
Is it a government subsidy or something that helps? Yeah, but it's not just... You have to... But it's not just leadership. You have to... These are 40, 50-year-old supply chains.
You mean, getting them back again. Yeah, you've got to subsidize them.
I don't think it's about subsidies as much as it's about incentives. The problem is in the last 20 years of leadership in this country, we've taken away the incentives from people actually doing business in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need
that's
to
true.
Make it... We need to change that. There is no reason why industrial jobs should not be popping up all around this country. The economy's good, the conditions are right, but it's cheaper for countries to get their stuff done in China. So we need to make that right. We need to incentivize it. We need to cut taxes for those companies, those big corporations that bring their businesses back. People will go nuts about a tax cut, but that's what needs to happen so that it's affordable.
Can't have it
they
both
can actually
ways.
Do it. Right.
Cannot have it both ways. So many things related still. I was just hoping and praying every week when we get started with the program on Monday, I'm thinking, okay, this week we're going to get off of this, and yet pretty much everything circles back around to the coronavirus. Here we have these tests. The FDA is warning that there is increased risk of wrong results when you're using different types, different tests. This manufacturer, Becton Dickinson and Company, manufacturer found the nasal swab test provided false positives 3% of the time. Well, is that life-changing? I guess it is for the 3%. But is that, how does that compare with other tests that are done for the same sort of thing? Is there they always say with polls anyway, there's an error rate of 3% up or down. So should this be the same? Kind of makes me wonder. Nothing's perfect, that's for sure. The comedian D.L. Hughley, is that how you pronounce his name? I think it's, I've heard it pronounced a number of
ways. D.L. Hughley.
Hughley, all right, has had he didn't have the same symptoms everybody else did. He was on last night on Jimmy Kimmel talking with Anthony Anderson, who is subbing for Jimmy Kimmel. He said that he, remember we talked about this 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, He dropped on stage.
Yes, he collapsed. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. He said he was trying to burn the candle at both ends. I'd been dehydrated. And he says, I wasn't shocked when I got to the hospital, but when they tested me, I had had no symptoms whatsoever, but I did have COVID. So is this another wrinkle here? You know, we all know some of the symptoms, right? You're not supposed to have smell and taste, and there's the temperature thing, and you know, there's all kinds of ways supposedly of telling that you have it, but he didn't have any of those, and he still had it. So this is a pretty insidious disease. It really is. It just goes to show you, we've got, there's a lot to deal with yet here. It is modifying itself, but still needs to be, we still need to be paying a lot of attention to it, it seems to me. And I'm not sure that we've been inspired to think that either. Everybody wants to, okay, let's go, let's get out, let's do something else. Doug, Jen, Victoria, on the clip of the day, exploring the history of ice cream sundaes, big summertime treat. You can listen to that conversation and the whole DJV show at djvshow.com, right? Or you can follow us on social media, facebook.com/DJV. There it is. I've got to go take my allergy pills. Good God. I resist it every day because I don't want to become dependent on them. You know what? But when you avoid, when you open them up,
every single
nothing comes out.
I take a Sirtec every morning. Yeah,
you do.
I have probably a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, facebook.com/DJV show on Twitter. It's at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen. And again, if you want to hear the whole program in bits and pieces, you can listen to it all day long at the same location, DJVshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Young kids need to play. That's according to a new American Academy of Pediatrics report. Mayo Clinic's Dr. Angela Matke agrees.
We want them to be learning through play. Unstructured play is the best way that they can learn their developmental skills. They can learn social and emotional regulation. They can learn how to relate and problem solve with other children.
Dr. Matke says good old-fashioned play time not only helps children develop social skills, but it also helps with language skills and with stress relief. And in a world where screens are everywhere, Dr. Matke says it's important to make sure to turn them off.
There's a lot of different areas that too much screen time can affect the health of children. The first one would be sleep. We see it from young children all the way up to teenagers.
Too much screen time is associated with being sedentary, and moving is important for good health. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. The vaccines that everybody is talking about, where are we? A lot of people want to know. What is it, the old expression? Inquiring minds want to know where we are with the vaccines and what are your predictions, given that a lot of people think that because of the mutations, anything being developed now will not be of much use. What do you think?
Let me tell you the end of the story of what I think, and then let me go back and fill in some of the details. But I think by this next spring, we're talking about 2021, there'll be a vaccine available for anyone who wants one. But let me come back a little bit, because worldwide right now, there are numerous efforts to produce a safe and effective vaccine. And ironically, the Chinese got a head start. And I think by the end of the year, there will be one or two that are safe and are somewhat effective. CDC announced that the FDA announced just this week that they won't approve one unless it's at least more than 50% effective. But I think by the end of the year, this year, 2020, there will be at least one or two that will be safe and
But who's going to believe that they're any good if they come out of China,
well, that's,
the source of the problem in the first place?
Well, that's the point I was trying to make, if you allow me, is that ironically, the Chinese got a head start, and they may be the first people to have a vaccine out there on the market. And then many Americans are going to be left with the decision, are they going to take a Chinese vaccine?
No,
but I think then a few months later, a number of the American companies and those Americans working with some of the other foreign countries that are actively pursuing the vaccine, there will be more choices available. Also, this vaccine may not be 100% effective. It may give you a milder form, you know, turn it into just a common cold. And also, this vaccine, you may need to repeat it. It may not be a one-time, and then you never have to get it, but it might be in the future. You get your flu and your coronavirus vaccine each year, or at some interval, which we don't know. But bottom line is, I think by next spring, I'll put it out there as a prediction, anyone who wants a vaccine will have one available.
Okay. Well, whether to take it or not, we'll visit that at the time. All right. Next, a question about wearing a mask. A lot of people are reporting that they're wearing various masks, and they're getting a problem with their skin. There's a rash developing with some of these protective face coverings. So what do we do? How do we know whether we're getting a mask that we are not allergic to, or if we are allergic, is there a cream or something on for the skin to protect oneself from this?
Well, I think that you have to do a little self-testing and find a brand, because they're all different and there are many choices out there. Find something that's comfortable to you. Face masks in general are not dangerous. Surgeons have been wearing them for forever, all day. And surgeons in general are a pretty healthy group of people. So just you have to maybe do a little individual shopping to find for yourself one that is comfortable, and it's not going to hurt you, and it's only actually may help you, and it'll also help you from passing it along to others, because this is really what you want to do. You want to avoid passing it along to a younger person who is then infected, doesn't even realize they're infected, and you may be careful about going and seeing seniors, but another person may not, and that's where so many of the older people are getting sick, interacting with people who think they're fine but are not, because in so many people you're infected and you barely or don't even know you have the infection, whereas you look to an older person, 70 or older, somebody who has the risk factors, obesity, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, and these are the people who, when they get exposed, get this severe life-threatening illness. But for the rest of us, it's minimal or nothing. So the face mask helps to stop the circulation of this virus, which puts certain groups at high risk.
Right. And this social distancing, or I call it personal distancing, makes some sense. It's just
a lot of sense. It's even more important than the mask.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can contact him at 352-735-1400. Those are the answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only.
MySolarBackup.com.